Hey, can I talk to you? Over 25 years ago, on September 29th, 1998, we watched a brainy girl with curly hair drop everything to follow a guy she only kind of knew all the way to college. And so began Felicity. My name is Juliette Littman, and I'm a Felicity superfan. Join me, Amanda Foreman, who you may know better as Megan, the roommate, and Greg Grunberg, who you may also know as Sean Blunberg, as the three of us revisit our favorite moments from the show and talk to the people who helped shape it. The rewatch begins on March 13th. Listen to Dear Felicity on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Welcome to Bachelor Party. I'm Juliette Littman. What's up? It's Thursday, and it's a What's Up Thursday episode, which means it's just me. We got a bunch of stuff to go over. What's up with Bachelor Party and Bachelor Nation and reality TV with books? I always just really want to talk about books, so I look forward to when we get there. A couple of plugs. Number one, on Dear Felicity this week, Jennifer Garner is the guest, and it's pretty cool, so check it out. Number two, here's the plan, everybody. We're going to go weekly starting next week. Well, I guess kind of including this week because this is only one episode this week, but whatever. You understand. We're going to be starting usual time. It'll be coming out Monday nights overnight. Callie and I are finally going to do our Love Island season two. That's Love Island UK. I would call it a rewatch, but just a watch because neither of us have seen it. So I'm really excited. Katie, who was in season nine, she was sort of the titular Katie, which is not correct because her name is not in the title. But she was on the show. She came in as a bombshell. She caused a lot of problems. I heard she showed a lot of personal growth on that season. I look forward to seeing what she was like before the growth because she's on season two. So I'm excited about that. I don't really know anything else. And Love Island is always a great organizing principle. So here's the deal. We're starting on Monday night, usual time. We're covering episodes 1 through 6. It's 5 episodes, not actually 6, because 6 is like the weekly recap. So I came to like those, but you don't have to watch it. So here's your warning. Today's Thursday. You have until Monday night, or really whenever, because, you know, the podcast will be waiting for you. Watch episodes 1 through 5 on season 2. It's on Hulu. Check it out. I'm pretty excited. But I also want to note, if you are not down for this Love Island watch, fair enough. I get it. It's a big commitment. We're still going to be talking Bachelor each week. Have some Bachelor guests, do some Bachelor news. I'm really excited about some of the upcoming guests we have and just kind of want to dig into some people we haven't heard from in a while. I was thinking about like who are all my dream guests. So we have that coming up and I'm pretty excited. Might do some bonus episodes if it makes sense. And yeah, we'll get into it. I'm really excited for, you know, might sound cheesy, but watching Love Island season 3 last year was like one of my favorite television experiences. So I'm excited to do it again. I can't wait. So yeah, join us. I think it'll be fun, even if you think you don't need it. I mean, like, what else are you watching? Well, I was going to save this, but let's just do a quick what's up in reality TV elsewhere. Because like, what else are people watching? I'm out on Vanderpump Rules. Shout out to my morally corrupt colleagues who are not. They're still watching. So if you're still watching, check it out on Fridays on the Ringer Reality TV podcast. But I tapped out. I'm not watching that much Bravo, except I'm watching Below Deck. And I fucking love this season. You probably know, but Captain Lee is gone. And now it's Captain Carey. Captain Carey is tough, but fair. He has sent home one bosun already and a stew bowed out. I hope she's okay. It seemed like things really weren't great for her. And it's just like a great season. Frasier, the stew, the chief stew, is so funny. He takes his job really seriously, which if you've been listening to me for a while, you know I really care about people who take their job seriously. I love a hardworking person, but he does it with so much unintentional humor. It reminds me of like an actual comedian, like or a comedian playing a role. It's just really funny. It's a great cast. I find some of the British guys, or like the, yeah, like particularly this guy Kyle this season, to be really surprising. And I didn't think I liked him at first, but he's really grown on me. And that's been interesting. And I like just seeing how the relationships evolve. There's always a fuckboy every season. And, you know, Ben is delivering. He's in that role. But I'm just really enjoying it. If you haven't watched, I can't recommend it enough. It's just an easy, relaxing watch. Jill Zarin was the guest this week. She was friends with the primary, which is, you know, really funny. They must have just wanted to get her on the show because she didn't even know some of the other guests. Like, she only knew some of them. And she was really being quite rude about, like, how the yacht was not up to snuff. She was like, when I've been on a yacht, like, there's Q-tips and there's all this other shit. And it's like, all right, Jill, well, you're not on those boats. Like, what do you want? She was really, really rough. I wonder if they, like, put her on because they wanted her just, like, back on the network and that was the only place to put her. I really don't know. But very infrequently do we have a guest admit that they don't know the other guests. So I thought that was, like, kind of shocking, honestly. But I appreciated her honesty. And yeah, as my producer Jade said, they love having housewives on the boats. And it's really true. I mean, the crossover is very fun, especially because the international, the crew usually doesn't know who the housewives are, so they don't give a shit. And that's also the best because the housewives hate when you don't know who they are. So it really works out great. So yeah, check out Below Deck. As Callie and I have discussed, also watching Survivor. I haven't watched this week's yet. Also watching Top Chef. I miss Padma. I'm just going to say it. I miss her a lot. Kristen is good, but it's just, you know, Padma was part of like just the architecture of the show. She was fundamental. Jade asked if I'm watching The Valley. I'm not watching The Valley. I don't know. I'm just kind of like sick of these people. I think I'm going to binge The Valley at some point. I'm kind of invested in like what's up with Kristen and the fact that she's just like back and messy. But I don't know. I'm just like a little bit over them. I heard it's getting good though. Jade said that Kristen is messy. So I guess I'll tune in for that. I sort of like that Katie and Kristen are getting their due. I mean, Kristen is not as defendable as Katie, in my opinion. I mean, she did have an affair with Jax while her boyfriend Tom was in the other room. So, you know, there's some fucked up shit everywhere. But I don't know. I just feel like they were so demonized. And I've always repped for Katie. I don't even like her, but I just feel like I knew she always was getting an unfair edit. I mean, Schwartz is actually the worst. So yeah, justice for Katie. Let's move back to Bachelor Nation. Oh, wait, one more thing in reality TV.
This industry is sink or swim. Right.
Yeah. I trusted her with a huge opportunity.
Is there an HOA?
No clue.
Can you fish off this dock?
I do not know.
Automated blind?
Not that I see.
Okay.
She has not developed the experience that she should have at this stage of the game.
Selling the OC season 3 is coming really soon. The first trailer is out today. And things are just heating up. Last week, you probably saw Brittany Snow was on Call Her Daddy and addressed the fact that her husband, Tyler, was just doing embarrassing shit on the show. And then Hall kind of responded on Instagram. I didn't think Tyler was going to be in season 3 because he left the brokerage. He's working with his dad and he's no longer with the Oppenheim group. So I'm actually really excited to see that play out. Not that I think it's all like so true, but there's got to be a level of honesty to this show because it's hard to imagine that Tyler would have just like blown up his life for drama on Selling the OC. And I mean, maybe it would have happened anyway. I don't know, but I'm really excited. I love Selling the OC. It's so much better than Selling Sunset. So I can't wait. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. As a ruthless king builds his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now. This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on cars.com.
All right, let's talk about Bachelor Nation. There's a lot going down. First of all, Jen's night one, you may have heard, it will not be at the Bachelor Mansion. It will be at the Hummingbird Ranch, which is in Pasadena, I believe, around there. It's where they filmed the one-season show, COVID-era show, Listen to Your Heart. I don't know if that show would have had a chance. It came out in the spring of 2020. So right after Pilot Pete season, aka the very beginning of the pandemic. So you would have thought, like, maybe that show could have had a big life because of the pandemic. Like, you think about the other shows around then. Like, it was a great season of Survivor. Tiger King was really popular. Love is Blind season one had just come out. And The Circle season one was fairly recent. So, like, there was a lot of stuff that I think popped in part because of COVID, but Listen to Your Heart did not. Maybe because the show was just like so ridiculous. But anyway, if you've heard of the Hummingbird Ranch, that's why. But I just want to let you all know, the Bachelor Mansion's not gone for good. It's just this season. It's just a scheduling snafu. So don't worry, that wet driveway will be back, I'm assuming, for the Golden Bachelorette come the fall. So don't fear. Some other news that's trickling out is that Jen's season has some awesome travel. It sounds like they're going to Australia, specifically to Melbourne, immediately after night one. So that's like pretty cool. It's also a really long flight. So I hope everyone's prepared. I recommend they get compression socks. Although it might be too late. I think that they're filming next week in Australia. So, you know, things are underway. I'm excited for Jen. I'm also looking forward to seeing if they change the cast at all after they announce the initial list. I bet not, but I'm curious to see if that happens. Other news from this past season, Joey moved to New Orleans. I saw it on Instagram. He's there. He's hanging out with hot dad Mark. He's cooking. He's really playing into this bit about how he cooked eggs poorly in the morning after in the fantasy suites. In fact, he's now sponsored by HelloFresh, and like, he's done a lot of content about it. And it's just like, that did not stick out to me. I understand, like, maybe it's like an internet thing, but Joey being bad at eggs is not going to be one of my lasting memories from this season. Also, if you do watch Top Chef, you know that eggs, like, anyone can make scrambled eggs, but like, really good ones are actually kind of hard to make, and there's a lot of different techniques. So like, no shame, dude. It's all good, however you are approaching it. But whatever, that's his brand. There hasn't been as much Kelsey this week, but I'm sure there will be. I don't know. There seem to be settling in. It's interesting. Like, they got last week, and now this week is Daisy. Like, she was on Bachelor Happy Hour. She's going to be on Nick Viall's pod. Like, she gets to do press this week, and I'm curious to see what comes out. There was nothing so newsy at a Bachelor Happy Hour, but right at the time of recording, I believe her episode with Nick has like just gone up. So we'll see what goes viral. Callie will fill me in on, I'm sure she'll listen to that. So I'll have to ask her about it. More news from The Bachelor. Old news. Speaking of the COVID era relationships, in 2022, Natalie from Love is Blind season two, she was engaged to Shane. They didn't get married. She now has a podcast with Deep D where they cover the show. It's called Out of the Pods. She has the same PR person, Lori K PR, as Blake Moynes, who, you know, ended up with Katie and then they broke up and then he's on Paradise. We all know Blake. We all like Blake. You know, he should definitely be dating Kylie. So I don't know what's up with that. But anyway, apparently when Mina and Blake went on a conservation trip together, which I think was probably organized through Lori, they briefly dated or like had a thing. I don't even know if we can call it dating, but she mentioned that on her podcast this week. So I just feel like Blake doesn't have a type and he would date almost anyone. I think we also know that because he was like obsessed. He seemed very horny when he was on Katie's season and on other times. So, you know, and also Tayshia's season. So I'm not surprised by that. But yeah, she finally confirmed it and had been suspected. The Lori K PR connection, I think, is a strong one. More old couples. There's some speculation on Reddit. The Pilot Pete and Vanessa Fuller are hooking up and she's broken up with Greg. She and Greg Grippo have not posted together in quite a while. So I think we can assume that's over. Her and Peter seems to be unclear. There's some Instagram evidence and then some rando on Reddit. So I can't confirm it. Saw them allegedly, quote unquote, canoodling. So who knows? I kind of forgot that Vanessa was from Victoria. I keep calling her Vanessa. Her name's Victoria. I kind of forgot she was on Peter's season and that she was like a big part of that show. She was kind of, we all thought she was going to win until she didn't. And then she wasn't even final three. So, or she wasn't even final two, I should say. I'm curious to see how that goes. And I don't know, Pilot Pete, get it, I guess. Kim and Ek and Sue just didn't last very long. But I'm also not surprised by that because Ek and Sue is on so many TV shows. Like, she's just keeping it going now that she's a single woman again. It's been a really rough week on the internet because April Fool's Day was a few days ago, and I absolutely hate April Fool's jokes on the internet. So I'm pretty sure that what I'm about, everything I've said so far is true, and what I'm about to tell you is true. But who knows? Charity and Dotton posted very cryptic Instagrams, alluding to heartbreak. But don't worry, that was an April Fool's joke. They did not break up. But like, why joke? I just feel like that is bad karma and creepy. And I really don't want them to break up. They seem pretty happy. And Mandy and I had just talked about how they seemed happy and like normal-ish. And so I was like, fuck, I guess we were wrong. And then it was an April Fool's joke. I just don't ever joke about breaking up. Like, that's just like a really bad prank, you know? Just wouldn't tempt the love gods that way. All right, last piece of Bachelor news that I wanted to hit. There's a trailer for Tyler Cameron's new show. It's called Going Home with Tyler, I believe.
I'm Tyler Cameron. So y'all ready to do this? I may have been dumped on The Bachelorette.
Hi, Tyler.
But after that door closed, a whole new world opened up to me.
I'm really excited about it. He looks cute in it. It's sweet. It begins with him saying how he renovates his mom's house and then gets into his construction business, which sources say is booming. And by sources, I mean Tyler. I think it is going well for him. I can't wait to have Tyler back on my TV. So obviously I'm excited about that. And then he has a bunch of Bachelor people in it, as we mentioned. It's a pretty charming trailer. And I used to like rush home from school to watch TLC shows, particularly while you were out. And of course, Trading Spaces was really popular. If Tyler Cameron becomes our new Ty Pennington, I would be really happy. That's a great outcome for all of us, particularly him. But I really hope this show is good. It's a compelling trailer. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm also curious about how it's on Amazon. Like, I don't think of Amazon as a destination for kind of like easy background TLC viewing, but I'm willing to welcome it into my heart. So I'm on board. All right. Last topic of the week. What's up with what I'm reading? Thanks so much for asking. Not that you did. I just finished Love is Blind by William Boyd. I've been raving about this. It took me kind of a while to read it, but then I raced through it. I just want to say small font, old feeling book. So it's not like something you tear through, but I really loved it. I highly recommend it. It has nothing to do with the television show Love is Blind. If I tell you what it's about, it won't be a good sell, but I just want to say it's a really like engrossing read. It's about a piano tuner in the 1890s who falls in love, but it's like funny and I don't know, piano tuning. It's just not a good sell, but I swear it's a good book. I'm now moving on to the book The Past by Tessa Hadley, which was recommended to me by my friend Sarah, who I think might be listening. So hi, Sarah. And then after that, I'm going to keep it going with some like, just kind of, I don't even know how to describe these books, but they're like chill books. Not a ton happens, but it's not like nothing happens either. And I just find them like soothing and just kind of relaxing. So after that, I'm going to be dipping into an Elizabeth Bowen book. And she is a British-Irish writer. She was like from Ireland and lived in London. And I opened this book up and I realized that like a couple of the pages were screwed up. So I don't know how that's going to go for me, but I'm going to do my best. So I'm going to read that after The Past by Tessa Hadley. And this book is called Friends and Relations. I'm excited. It's about like some weddings and stuff. It's from, I think, 1930. So I'm throwing it back. I'll report back on that one. I don't know, guys. If you listen to Jam Session, you know that me and Amanda are in kind of a weird place with contemporary fiction. So I am doing my own thing, just like with this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Maybe there'll be some monopods, who knows? But reminder, join us for Love Island Season 2. Love Island UK Season 2. It's on Hulu. First episode, we're covering episodes 1 through 5. And then we'll do 6 too. And then we'll go from there. We will post on our Instagrams and in the descriptions each week what to watch next. But just join us. I swear it's going to be fun. Thank you so much to Jade Whaley for producing this episode and responding to me in real time so I don't feel insane. I hope you all have a great weekend and talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.